All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So we begin today, Perek Yud Aleph. So remember, he gives just a little bit of a summary. Tamtzis haprakim hakodmin. So the essence of the previous chapters. He'erachnu levair es havodas ha'adam la'akor mekibo eschalki arab masim. So far, what have we accomplished in this sefer? We've endeavored to try to uproot from within the individual the negativity in one's actions, thoughts, and emotions. La'achar mikan. Step number two was the put in the process or the effort to try to connect with those around us. In the previous chapter, we explained a person has an inner eye. Etzem haviyaso nafsho, the essence of his soul. Asher pamim hi kayemes levad, upamim hi mismazeges. Hischanu levair es tsuras gidli hanefesh halevad shebenefesh. Dinim shach bazeata. In the last chapter, we began the process of trying to discover this inner eye, this inner piece of who I am, and we will continue this process in this particular chapter. So let's begin. Shlav aleph, machshava iyunis. So step number one is the process of deeper thought. But often klali, in a general way, l'nishmas ha'adam yeshnam ka'amor shlosh levushim. The neshama of man has literally three garments, or better stated, perhaps three layers. Ma'aseh, or three parts, I should say. Ma'aseh, action. Dibor, speech. Umachshava. So we'll say these are three ways in which the neshama really goes ahead, and these are three things that clothe the neshama. Action, speech, and thought. Hama'aseh, hino chitzoni, pula chitzoni. So, of course, actions refers to our external actions. Hadibor, gam hu mehave es koach ha'eskashrus bin bnei adam. Speech represents the ability to create bonds between one another. Adam hamedaber la'atzmo, nira lo shafui. He says, because if a person speaks to himself, he doesn't look like he's all there. Kimo shemotzim binavi, v'chana midaberes aliba, v'yachshiveh eli l'shikora, as you see in the famous episode Robot, where it is the big problem with the Bluetooth, yes. Right? That people, if you're not standing on the side with the Bluetooth, people do think that you're talking to yourself. So he gives an example over here, that in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, where Chana, the mother of Shmuel, is davening for a child, so what happens? She's speaking to herself. She's davening, but she's speaking to herself, and Eli thought she was drunk. She thought she was drunk. So what happens? Hadibra al derech klal in yonah koach is kashrus bein bnei adam ve'imkein hu pniyah l'chutz. So too, again, the idea is that speech, because speech is primarily used to connect to the other, therefore, by definition, it is considered to be an external activity. So far we have actions are external activities, speech is an external activity. Hamachshava l'umazos, on the other hand, thought, hi akoach halavosh shenimtza b'socha adam. Yet, on the other hand, thought, which is the strength or the garment that is found within man. Machshavas ha'adam nimtzeis b'mocho. Literally, the thought of man is found within his mind. He einena giluya livni adam. It is not revealed to people at all. Kashera adam eno megala es machshavosav b'dibor o b'maasim. If I choose not to share my thoughts, then by definition that remains mine, that remains within me, and it remains absolutely hidden from other individuals. So thought is only shared with others, is only known by others, if I make the conscious decision to share it. Afilu hamalochim, kasav b'sar makadoshim, shehem enam makirim es machshavos b'nei ha'adam. Even the angels do not really know the thoughts of God, of man. Therefore, it turns out that when a person wants to expose the true inner eye that he possesses, he must use the power of thought. Now, what the Mechaber is highlighting over here is something really interesting, which is that how do I find expression for my inner eye? How does that express itself? So what the Mechaber seems to be suggesting is like this. It can't be actions and it can't be speech. Why? Because actions and speech are the way I interact with the outside world. Actions and speech are not something that are uniquely mine. It's my bridge to those around me. What's the one thing that is uniquely mine, that no one else knows about, no one else shares? my thoughts, my machshava. Again, my machshavas are only shared with others if I obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my thoughts. But aside from that, the only way for others to know my thoughts is for me to make a conscious decision to share them. In the absence of that, by definition, those thoughts are mine and mine alone.
Can you share your thoughts through your actions?
So you could communicate certain thoughts, but the truth is, remember that all that allows someone else to do is to conjecture about what my thoughts are. Based on what, Chaim did, I think that this is probably what's going on inside, right? I could analyze it, but am I right? It's possible, but it's not. I might not be also. We do this all the time where we... I'm saying, but I'm sure you're 100% right, but there are other therapists who, aren't always 100% right. It's...
Yeah, they're mostly.
you could analyze someone's actions, but the truth is, you never really know. You never really... This, by the way, this is the hard part. This is the hard part of help. In general, like this, you can only help a person based on what they choose to divulge to you. If a person doesn't divulge, a person holds back something. And the truth is, you might even say, I could tell this person is not being totally forthcoming. There's more stuff in there. But the truth is, I have no way of gaining access to that. I have no way of getting that unless, of course, they choose to share it with me. And if you think about it, it's a very powerful thing. Therefore, if I'm trying to find the truth in her eye, I'm trying to find who and what I really am, then at the end of the day, the only way to do that is to utilize the one thing that is mine and mine alone, and that's my thoughts, my koach ha-machshava. Kimot, last paragraph on Kuf Tzadik Ches. Kimo she'arachnu rabos, as we've spoken about many times, avodas ha'adam lehitragel liyos ma'amik, ma'ayin misponein choshev. The avod of a person is to habituate himself, to become a deep thinker, someone who looks deeply, who contemplates, who thinks, introspective. Koach ha-machshava tzarech litfos etzlo chelek nikar mechelki ayom. The truth is, the koach ha-machshava must be something that occupies and is exercised a good part of the day, or is saying is recognizable a good part of the day. What does that mean? That I should recognize that I am flexing that koach of machshava many times throughout the day. Zeu bebechino shel zman. So this is true that we have to be thinking a lot in general, machshava a lot, but also not just it's not just a question of quantitative; it's a question of qualitative thought. I love lehe asos adam shekoach hamachshava hu nekudas hamerkash shel chayav. I have to become the kind of person where, if you ask me, like, what's the most important thing? What am I working on in life? What am I working on in life? The truth is, all right, there are many answers to that question, but one of the major answers has to be, I'm working on becoming a contemplative person. I'm working on becoming a thoughtful individual, because the truth is, 9 out of 10 mistakes that we make in life are because we didn't think, or because we were not thoughtful enough. So I just want to become the kind of individual that's a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit more contemplative. He goes on top of Kuf Tzadik Tes. Zeu talich hanidrash me'adam amanas dekaran soch lesoch socho. This is what's necessary of a person if they truly want to go ahead and if they truly want to enter in, they truly want to discover their inner eye. If I truly want to discover who I am, then by definition what that requires of me is constant ongoing introspective thought. Let's at least begin the next section. So remember again, so step number one, and this is really just a continuation of last week, so step number one in terms of discovering that inner eye is to ultimately be a thoughtful individual. And that thoughtful individual, again, is established in two ways. Number one, by spending sufficient time on thought, and by definition, number two, that thought ultimately... the thought process that I do engage in is meaningful, because everything else in life ultimately, again, is all about my interaction with the other, except for thought itself, which by definition is what is unique related to me. So let's look at the next section. Shlav Beis, we'll just start this. He says, what's the second stage to going in and discovering the inner eye? He says, atzimas einayim, closing one's eyes. Binosaf lekach, kasher ha'adam rotze ledugma, Lihizaker b'mashu shamoch enenu maskir ba'ofen tivi. This is interesting. When a person wants to remember something that he's just having difficulty remembering, teva ha'adam, the nature of man is, shehu otsem es'enav, he closes his eyes, o maniach yadav al ha'inayim, or he places his hands on top of his eyes, v'chemin asal lehit amek b'soch machshavosav. And what happens? That's how he, you know, if I like this, like, that's how I try to strain myself to remember. He says, "Ka'asher ha'inayim pesuchos, hin misbonenos pechutz." Why is that? Because when the eyes are open, they're going in all different kinds of directions. Right? I'm thinking about distractions. I'm thinking about all different kinds of things. Hira'os es mashakayim ba'olam v'lachin adam ma'avi diskoach harikos hapanim mishal nefesh. And therefore, when the eyes are open, a person to a certain degree loses the ability for the soul to be fully active. Kasher adam rotze lehitrakez hu otzim es ha'inayim kolomar ba'omek hu sholas hapanim mishal koach ha'nefesh hapanim es lechutz u'memaki desakoach ha'chashiv v'selchot. It's amazing that in order for thought to be effective, it's not just enough to think. What often has to happen, I have to think, and how do I think? By essentially putting aside everything else. Sometimes the only way to really be a thoughtful, introspective individual is to, we'll see whether it's literally or figuratively, to close my eyes and to go ahead and literally block out everything else so that I could focus on what it is that I'm thinking about. Because again, if there is no focus, then by definition, even when I'm trying to think, the eyes are ingesting and seeing everything else. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with that Tzimah Seinayim Emirat Hashem tomorrow.